organization, which cannot compete with us or anybody else militarily, how else does it support itself? How else does it entrench itself? It does so by making the local population depend on its existence, making the civilian population depend on them. Until civilians, frankly, I'm not sure how many of them are actually just innocent little civilians running around versus active Hezbollah types, particularly the men. But until those civilians start paying a price for propping up these kinds of regimes, it's not going to end, folks. Now, yeah, I know you're what do you mean civilians start paying a price? I just ask you to consult history for the answer to that. It's not their fault, Rush. It's not their fault. No, not saying that it is. But as long as you're going to allow these people to hide behind baby carriages and women and children and mosques and so-called apartment buildings, and if you're going to launch military strikes at military targets, which Hezbollah's not doing, 120 rockets into Israel yesterday. Nobody has a care in the world. Nobody has one word of condemnation for that. We don't know what targets were hit. We don't know how many people died. The Israelis are not parading their victims around on TV for propaganda purposes. It's a. It's just. It's as.